The mayor's address mostly hailed the positive accomplishments of the city, starting off with Milwaukee's successful bid to host the Democratic National Convention.
For the first time in the history of the state of Wisconsin, we are hosting a major national political convention.
The mayor announced an opportunity for residents to engage in the DNC by stating that in the days leading up to the convention, there will be public tours of the Pfizer Forum, where the convention will take place.
I want as many people as possible to have the opportunity to see firsthand the convention space, the construction that will be underway, led by a local firm, and the location that the nation's attention will be focused on that third week in July.
Aside from the DNC news, the mayor unveiled other new initiatives the city is undertaking, such as building the largest solar energy system in Milwaukee's history.
This 8-acre project will be located on a city-owned parcel near General Mitchell Airport. Built and maintained by We Energies, it will return at least $90,000 annually to the city. And the solar field can provide backup power to the adjacent Air National Guard.
The push for solar panels is something that Mark Denning found promising.
That's leadership, and that takes initiative and it takes investment, but it also needs to be a community conversation. This can't be done by one office. It has to be done by us all.
Denning is Native American, a member of multiple Wisconsin tribes, and he stressed the need to be good stewards of the environment.
It's going to really be up to local municipalities and cities like Milwaukee to maintain its quality of health around environmental issues, around environment that is our own personhood.
Now, when it came to Century City, the nearly vacant business park along Capitol Drive, the mayor made critical remarks, saying that those who spread falsehoods about the project should be ashamed.
We cannot tolerate this. Before Strauss had a fair chance to tell its story of good jobs, a clean and modern facility, and an ethical and responsible operation, they were shut down.
The mayor's referring to Strauss Brands LLC, the company that dropped its plans for a slaughterhouse and meat processing plant on Milwaukee's north side, after opposition surfaced from the Common Council member Alderman Khalif Rainey, whose district would have hosted the facility. In the end, the mayor concluded that the progress the city has made is impressive, but that more work lies ahead in 2020. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.